Let's get the business now from Petula Martin.
Thanks, Rachel. The ongoing labour shortage has forced many businesses to take a step back and re-evaluate their overall employment package to stand them apart from competitors. An employer survey conducted by employment law firm Lewis Silkin found that nearly two-thirds of employers think flexibility over work location is increasingly important for incentivising staff, with a third thinking it is becoming just as important as pay. Shifra Rush, partner and head of the Dublin office of Lewis Silkin, joins us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Any survey, any study in this area that we've covered on Business on Morning Ireland always highlights the challenge that employers face recruiting and retaining staff. What progressive employment policies and practices can help business recruit and retain talent?
Yeah, and we've particularly seen it, I think, over COVID, where people are kind of, you know, reevaluating their lives. And we have a future of work hub where we've seen a lot of drivers for change. And we think that employees are increasingly focusing on their own well-being. They want more flexibility. They want to work with an employer who lives the values around sustainability and, you know, environmental issues. And that can be more difficult, I guess, for smaller employers to retain this type of employee. It's really about, you know, looking at how you can retain talent. Salary and status aren't really motivators anymore for employees. So flexibility around their other commitments. They want a sense of belonging and purpose. They want to know that the company is living to its values. And looking at increased benefits such as, you know, mental health days, contributions to childcare or fertility treatment support, time off for menopausal symptoms. So menopause in the workplace is becoming a big issue. Some employees are looking for time off to take up volunteer work. They want to know that their employers are caring about potential burnout and that there's burnout avoidance support maybe, or career breaks, or rethinking work hours as well. I mean, I know that employers have had to deal with a lot during COVID around kind of the right to disconnect being introduced, and then we've had sick pay and changes in whistleblowing and gender pay gap come in, and there are other things coming down the line, but it's really less about reacting to laws that as they're enacted and looking at the type of employee that you want to retain and the talents that you want to retain and seeing how to do that.
And how should businesses respond to the search for a better work-life balance among the younger workforce? It seems to be younger people, Generation Z, because they're the ones that are not hanging around.
Yeah, agreed. And they're a real driver for change in terms of, you know, being very vocal about, you know, not wanting to burn out, wanting to work flexibly, wanting to work on different projects, learn different skills, and maybe work longer rather than work in one job for the 40 years before they retire. I think that, you know, obviously we've had the draft bill on the right to request remote work, and we will have the introduction of the right to request flexible work, but that will be limited to care. I think overall employers maybe need to rethink working hours. They need to think maybe different work patterns for different employees depending on what they want to do outside of their work. We've seen 20 Irish employers take part in the four-day working week project. So I think the output from that will be really scrutinised to see whether it is something that can be introduced. Like in Iceland, they did it between 2015 and 2019 and it proved to be highly successful.
Now, the cost of living is rising, as we've been reporting on the programme for months now. Are people really going to leave their jobs in times like these?
Yeah, there is that. I think that people will be much more careful about leaving their jobs, particularly, you know, if they're trying to get mortgages. We obviously face increasing costs in terms of grocery shopping and energy crises. So I think employees will be more circumspect, but I don't think that will allow employers to become complacent about looking at their workforce and looking at ways to attract and retain talent. I just think employees will be more circumspect about how they leave and when they leave, but I don't think that employers can guarantee that people will stay just because of those factors.
What is quiet quitting?
Quiet quitting. It's a TikTok phenomenon, which is I might be a little bit out of their target market, but it's basically a term, and some people have said that it's nearly an offensive term because it's not people quitting their jobs. I equated it to nearly like a work to rule, whereby people want to be compensated for doing extra work or going the extra mile, and they referred to this kind of hustle culture where, you know, that people are being pushed always to do more. I think that there are two sides to this, because obviously you know, doing the bare minimum maybe, and if you're doing it in a resentful way, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be fulfilled in your job, and maybe you're just in the wrong job. But I also think that employees need to be very careful about this, because if they're not performing to the standards that's required by their employer, they could and maybe justifiably have to be performance managed if they're not coming up to scratch. So they could face a performance management process. And I suppose we are seeing a slight increase in this area because, you know, with hybrid working and people having to be managed remotely, and some managers might be struggling with that, where that's not what they were trained to do, where they were trained to work in the workforce. So, yeah, that's something to watch, particularly for employment lawyers.
If we leave it there, Shifra Rush of employment law firm Lewis Silkin, thank you for that.